Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
His word is your sword. His word is your sword. It tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. God is good.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize Satan's wiles. It's imperative in order to gain victory that we recognize the wiles of Satan. And I want you to keep in mind today that Satan's attacks are tailor-made and methodically selected to attack each person's specific weaknesses and their vulnerabilities. Yes. He has got a file on you.
Yes, he does.
He knows everything about you. And he tempts you. God will test us, but he doesn't tempt you.
Right.
He doesn't tempt you. But we cannot play dead. We cannot just roll over and play dead. We can no longer remain complacent. We have to always be alert, on the alert, as it says in 1 Peter 5:8. And I'm reading this from the Easy Read Translation, 1 Peter 5:8. It says, control yourselves and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. And some translation says he's looking for someone to devour. And there again, devour means to eat food and prey. And I don't mean P-R-A-Y, I mean P-R-E-Y. Food and prey hungrily or quickly. It also means to lay waste, wipe out. It's all the same. It's all the same. Satan's goal is to destroy you. His goal is to wipe you off the face of the earth. And he doesn't care how he does it. He does not care how he does it. You know, a new Christian asked me recently, what was the biggest thing to be on the lookout for? I give it some thought and I said deception. Deception. Remember that Satan is a liar, number one, and a murderer. And according to John 8:44, Jesus said from the very beginning that he is the father of lies. Satan is not only a liar, but he is the originator of falsehood, the father of lies, which it indicates his role in introducing deceit into the world. He's the one that introduced it into the world to begin with. And we all get deceived by him. He uses our family and our friends to deceive us. You know, that's how he does it. And he also does it when you pick up your iPad or your laptop or turn on your computer, that he'll put stuff up there for you to see too or listen to. And to just see how long, you know, maybe the first time you look on it just for a minute or two. Maybe next time you listen 5 or 10. And next time you listen a little bit longer. You know, you acquire taste. I know back when I was living in the world, I was a martini girl. You know, I would drink scotch on the rocks or martinis. But when I first started drinking them, I didn't like them. I wasn't used to drinking anyway. So I would taste it, you know, it was a taste, and of course, something like a martini, you don't drink it anyway, you kind of sip it. Some of you probably don't know what I'm talking about, and some of you do, but that's okay, because that's in another life. As I tell the devil when he reminds me of something I did in the past, I say, Lord, thank you that that person that did those things is dead and she doesn't live anymore, and that I'm a new creature in Christ, and all things have passed away and all things have become new. So when he reminds me of these things, but I do know that everything, you acquire a taste, whether things you're eating, drinking, or watching. And I know with that martini or that scotch on the rocks, it took me a while to acquire a taste for it. But once I acquired a taste for it, I enjoyed it. And that's my point. You know, we can watch things and listen to things, and maybe at first, like I said, it sounds or looks like something maybe we should not be involved in, but if we do it enough, we'll gain the taste for it, and we'll start enjoying it, and we can't do that. Praise God. You know, in Revelations 12, 9 through 10, it says, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. I want you to remember today, brothers and sisters, that God will protect you. He is our protector. He is your hiding place. He is your refuge, and he is your high tower. This is what the word tells us in Psalms 91. And in Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8, and I want to read this whole Psalms to you. It's only 8 things, because I want you to have a clear understanding that God is watching over you today and that he is for you. The Bible tells us if he be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Okay? So in Psalms 121 through 8, I'm reading from the God Word translation. David said, I look up to the mountains, where can I find help? And that comes with a question mark. Verse 2, it says, my help comes from the Lord, that the maker of heaven and earth. Verse 3 says, he will not let you fall. Your guardian will not fall asleep. And I capitalize that. He does not sleep. The Bible says he does not sleep, nor does he slumber. He said, your guardian, he is our guardian. He says, and he will not fall asleep. And verse 4 said, indeed, the guardian of Israel never rests or never sleeps. He never rests. And verse 5 says, the Lord is your guardian. The Lord is a shade over your right hand. Verse 6 says, the sun will not beat down on you during the day, nor will the moon at night. And in verse 7, it says, the Lord guards you from every evil. I capitalize all of that. The Lord guards you from every evil. He guards your life.
Yes.
And verse 8 says, the Lord guards you as you come and as you go, now and forever. Yes. Not just today, but for now and forever, he says he guards you. And in John 14, verse 27, a New King James Version, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan. He's known as Lucifer, the deceiver, the destroyer, and the trickster. And you probably could add some to those lists yourself. He's also known as the accuser of the brethren, meaning he complains. He goes every day. He complains against those that believe in God. All of us that believe in God, Satan is having a field day every day complaining to God about each and every one of us. And you think, well, how could he do that? There's millions and trillions of people, but he does. All of those that he's complaining about do not belong to Christ. Think about that. There's only a small portion. We think there's a lot. But everybody that says they're a Christian is not a Christian.
All right. That's it.
You know, he says you'll know them by their fruit.
All right.
And if they're not bearing good fruit, he's going to say, I don't know you.
That's right.
And I don't want to be one of those that he says, I don't know you. I want to be known as good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Not that. You know, so we want to be careful that we truly have given our heart to Jesus.
Amen.
And I know that we all mess up. We all fall short. And he knows that we're children. Children mess up, you know, but we love our children and we try to teach them better.
That's right.
And that's what staying in the Word does. It helps us. It teaches us better, to do better.
Yes.
And he says in Philippians 1:6, he says that he's doing a good work in you. He said from the very beginning, and that he's doing a good work in you, and that he'll continue to do so until the day of Christ Jesus. So every day he's doing that good work in us, and so he's helping us to improve all the time. So we really don't have an excuse.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.